This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Hey, what's going on, everybody? So today I want to discuss the balance when you're taking a new call or making a new call and talking to a prospective client, and when you should get to the quoting portion. Now, if you do some kind of B2C enrollment, right? So you're helping an individual, not a company, sign up for something, buy something, enroll in something, there's going to be a point at which you're going to quote them your product or service. The balance is, when do you do that? How quickly do you do that? Now, a lot of times I work with processes where there's rapport building, right? And then there's discovery, or as I call it, empathy, when we're looking at the authentic persuasion pathway, which if you're not familiar, go to YouTube, find my Jason Cutter channel. There's actually a playlist around the authentic persuasion pathway, which will go through all that. But after you do your empathy, discovery, probing, question asking phase, then becomes the point at which you would normally do some kind of quote. Now, it could be official approved quote. It could be a pre-approval quote, could be pre-qualified, whatever that looks like. Maybe there's some stage at which you determine what you're trying to sell or wanting to enroll somebody in. They're qualified for it. They're a good fit and you should move forward with the rest of your process. Obviously, we're considering the fact that this is a considered purchase, right? Not just everybody wins, but that there are people who are a good fit and people who are not. If you're in a B2B sale, that is similar to this because now you're doing it more on a company basis. Maybe there's more facts and figures you need. Obviously, if you're doing some kind of high level enterprise sale, the discovery process could be multiple calls or meetings, could go on for a long time before you can actually put together a quote. But we're talking about any kind of sales cycle where early-ish on in the conversation, you want to know and share with them if they're pre-qualified, pre-approved, qualified, or approved before moving forward and wasting anybody's time. Here's the thing. A lot of times salespeople get in the mode where they just want to rush to that point. They want to dive into it. They want to get there as quickly as possible. And the challenge is that you make it feel like an unpleasant sales experience. If you're in sales for any length of time, usually what happens is you can become desensitized to what it's like to be a customer because you just go through the motions. You're just going through your process and you're literally just on autopilot. You're going through it. You've asked these questions 100 times, thousands of times, and you just literally just kind of tune it out, right? You want to get this info. Great. Here's what you're approved for. Is this something you want to go forward with or not, right? Or this is something you're approved for. Let's go. And you can tell from a customer perspective or as a trainer, coach, consultant from the outside listening in on calls or checking out these interactions, I can tell when someone is just disconnected from the sales experience and what that person is craving. The person on the other end of the line, on the other side of the table, the other part of that Zoom meeting, whatever it might be in your situation, the standing on the other side of your booth at a trade show, they want to know that you care. They want to know how you can help them. And they want to know that that help is relative to them and their situation and will help them get to a better place, either out of pain or into a better situation in general, like for gain or avoiding pain. The key is that you want to accomplish both. Many times I work in sales cycles where you want to make sure that they qualify pretty early on in the process because you don't want to waste any time. It's a clear like go, no go scenario, and you just don't want to waste a lot of time. So you want to be careful. Sometimes reps, especially at the order taker end of the spectrum, what happens is they build a lot of rapport. They spend a lot of time on building rapport and chit-chat. They spend a lot of time asking questions, listening, engaging, going back and forth, going down some rabbit holes about information they may or may not need. Then they get to the qualification. Then they find out that they're not qualified. And it's not that you want to rush, but you also don't want to waste a lot of time. In your sales process, in your sales cycle, if you work for a company, your management should know what the expectation is, how quickly. Should it take you 5 minutes to get to the point at which you're determining if someone's approved or pre-approved? Or is it 15 minutes? Is it 30 minutes? Whatever that looks like, you want to make sure you balance it. I was doing training for a new group this morning, and it was a B2C enrollment type of process. And I told them that normally you want to be at the pre-approval quote in about 5 minutes, maybe 5 to 8 minutes, depending on how chatty they are, depending on how much information they have to share with you. just depending on how the rapport is going, sometimes it's flowing really well. Sometimes they just don't want to talk and it's going to go quicker, 5 to 8 minutes. I'll say for me though, when I was doing these kind of sales, which I've done over the years, many, many times, I always was longer, right? Maybe 10 minutes for me, sometimes 15. I get chatting. I'm long-winded. If you listen to this podcast, you see any of my videos, you see me in interviews, anything like that, you know, I kind of go on and chat a lot. I hope it's valuable on the podcast. Sometimes it's just very conversational. I like people to feel good about what's going on. And I like to ask lots of questions so I can uncover a lot of information so I can truly know if and then how I can help somebody. And so that's really important to me in my sales process with helping people. And I think that's what's made me really successful. And the clients that I've enrolled, the kind of people I work with that agree to move forward, they usually stick for a very long time because they're very happy they got what they needed, sometimes got what they wanted, definitely got what they needed, and they're in something that's the perfect fit, right? They have a square peg problem, I have a square peg solution, and then we're good. If that takes me a little longer, it's okay. I convert really high, and then my lifetime value is amazing on the clients that I've enrolled in the past. For you, you've got to figure out what that is. You don't want to rush, but you don't want to dilly-dally. You don't want to take so long that you get to that point and you feel like you wasted your time and theirs. Also, one side note, if you're doing phone sales, if you're doing anything over the telephone or you're interacting with someone and it's this first conversation where you're moving stuff forward, one of the things to be mindful of is you're always running against a ticking time bomb. What do I mean by that? Well, if you don't have a captive audience, they're not in your office or in front of you at a trade show booth, which I've even lost conversations at that point as well for the same reasons. But if you're doing something over the phone, video might apply, but phone for sure. Their phone battery could die. Their boss or significant other could call on the other line and they've got to take it because it's more important than what you're talking to them about. Their boss could walk into their office and demand to chat with them and then they're going to hang up with you. Same thing with significant other. Somebody could get hurt. Someone could need something. There's a whole host of things that could occur that would put an immediate and abrupt and unforeseen stop in your conversation over the phone. So you've got to balance that as well because you don't want to race against that. You don't want to be afraid that at any moment they might get disconnected because of life or the phone battery or something. But you want to be mindful of that. You want to make sure that you're always moving the conversation forward. You're always being empathetic, making sure that they know that you care, hopefully from a place that you actually care, and then also being in control and moving the conversation forward, but never at the point which it feels rushed. You've got to be able to read the other person and understand what pace they want to go. Sometimes they want to go quick. Sometimes they want to chat and that helps them feel more safe and secure in the process. Again, we're dealing with somebody who's afraid of change. They're inside their comfort zone. Outside is danger. Your job is to make them feel safe, successful at fear elimination. Some people need less of that. Some people need more of that. That's why you are you. That's why you are in a seat as a salesperson, as a professional, instead of us having robots do it now, you know, in the second half of 2022, robots haven't taken over the process of sales because robots can't do what you are meant to do and why you're in that seat or in that role, which is to have a conversation with another human that's scared, confused, looking for wisdom, looking for guidance, and needs your help. So you got to balance that. When it comes to getting to the quote, getting to your pre-approval number, getting to whatever that first thing is where you determine if this is a go or no go, balance it. Don't rush, but don't take too long, right? Make sure you listen. Make sure they understand that you care. When you do that, the pacing will feel right.